Running with Jake, the quick hit.
Hey, this is Jake from Running with Jake, the podcast. Full-length episodes come out every Wednesday, but this is the quick hit. It's a short podcast which is audio taken from one of my Facebook Live sessions. Hopefully you'll take some great value from it. Let's crack on. Take a listen. Hi guys, it's Jake from the Running with Jake podcast. I hope you're well on this rather wet Tuesday lunchtime. I've just finished taking my guys through a bulletproof live workout, one of my home workouts that I take my runners through. Don't forget, this Friday and every Friday, certainly through lockdown, at 7:30 a.m, I will be doing a live workout on this very Facebook page. So if you do want to get involved in that, 7:30 every Friday, would love to see you there. Sometimes it's some core work, sometimes it's some whole body strength work, sometimes it's a focus on hip strength, lots of ideas, lots of exercises, lots of fun. So make sure you get the date in your diary and come and join me for that. I want to share with you five quick things, and I just thought about this after I've taken my guys through a workout. Five things that I think are really important to consider in doing, things to consider when doing your home workouts. Many of us working out at home at the moment, certainly for the foreseeable future, whether that's in the house, whether that's in the office if you are in the office working, or whether that's in the garden. And I think there are some fundamental principles and things to consider. The first thing, and I think this is so important, it's at the top of the list for me, and that is technique. And the importance of technique. Now, there's lots of workouts and lots of exercises out there that may take your fancy. Certain exercises that you will like, certain exercises that you're not a big fan of. But I think it's really key that you select the exercises and the workouts that you are able to do. And technique is absolutely paramount. So before you start thinking about adding extra weight, or increasing the number of repetitions that you do, or increasing the duration that you work out for, or maybe the number of sets that you do, or the number of circuits, make sure that you have the technique absolutely bang on. A good thing that can help with this is get somebody else in the house to watch your technique that may have a little bit of an idea of how it looks, or better still, get a mirror or film yourself so you can just look back at what's going on. Technique is so important for two reasons, I believe. First of all, it can help keep injury at bay. So if you're performing an exercise with poor technique, a little bit like running, if we've got a poor ability to actually run, the physical action of running, we've got a greater chance of being inefficient and therefore potentially risking injury. So the first thing is making sure that you do reduce the risk of injury. The second thing for me with regards to technique is you increase the chance of it being effective. So let's say you are doing, for argument's sake, a forwards lunge, and you want to primarily target the quadricep muscles, the glutes, a little bit of the hamstrings. Well, if you're performing it with good technique, there's a greater chance of you actually targeting the muscles that you want to target. So that's really important. The second thing is not to be afraid to strip it back. Now, any of you that have joined my workouts on the Fridays, or I did one at the weekend the other week, if you join me, you'll know that I talk a lot about stripping things back, or regressions, as a lot of exercise professionals refer to it as. Basically, making an exercise more simple, the movement pattern. Kind of links a little bit to technique. So if you find the technique difficult, there's ways that you can adjust that technique so that it matches your level of ability. And that's absolutely fine, your biomechanics. But also, if you find it particularly hard, just scale things back. You might need to give yourselves a little bit more rest time. So the circuit I've just taken my guys through, we were working for 45 seconds, we were doing four exercises, and then we had a breather, and then we did that three more times, some different exercises. And I said, look, guys, if you're finding this hard while you're watching this, give yourself a mini breather within those 45 seconds. So you've got to find your own level. Because what I find is if people think, well, I've got to keep doing this because Jake, for example, is taking me through this and he's saying you've got to work for 45 seconds, you'll just end up putting too much pressure on yourself. You won't enjoy it. And you know, I'm not fit enough to do this, or I'm too weak in the upper body, or too weak in the legs. And that's not what it's about. So find your level. Don't be afraid to scale things back. And then you can move things forward as you develop your ability. The third thing is think about your work rate. So if you want to work hard and you are following a workout and actually you're thinking, well, this is not as hard as I would like to make it, well, you can increase your work rate, can't you? So you might potentially speed up the exercise. Now, certain exercises lend themselves really well to speeding them up to make them harder. Burpees is a classic one. If you know the classic burpee movement where you go down to effectively a plank or press-up position, then you explode up in the air. If you increase your work rate, that's going to make it a lot harder. Some exercises is simply a case of slowing the movement down, because if you slow it down, your muscles are under tension for a longer period of time. You could do more sets, you could do more repetitions, you can increase the range of movement. There's so many different variables that you can play with to make the exercise more challenging. And if you are somebody that's looking to make things harder and challenge yourself, push yourself, take yourself out of the comfort zone, then that's certainly something to think about, is how can you modify your work rate effectively to make it more challenging. Number four is smart scheduling. So don't treat every workout in isolation. It's the same with running. If you like interval training, let's say, well, you wouldn't want to do 400 meter repeats every single day. I think smart scheduling is absolutely key, and it's not just for running and cycling and all those cardiovascular activities that we're training for events. It's also for home workouts and strength work. Don't just think, right, I'm going to do this every single day. There's a couple of my runners that are really fired up, they're really keen, which is really, I'm really proud of them for that, and they want to do the workouts all the time. And I'm going, look, whoa, guys, just ease off the gas a bit. If you work hard one day, maybe have a slight recovery day the following day, just so you can keep training and you don't fatigue yourself too much and obviously risk injury. And the final thing, which I think is so important with exercise, is enjoy it. Now, it might sound a little bit fluffy, a little bit woolly, but I think it's really important to enjoy our exercise, and not only necessarily during the workout, because actually sometimes it's pretty brutal, isn't it? And we're thinking, God, I can't wait for this to be over. But enjoy the effects of it. So afterwards, enjoy that feeling of feeling virtuous, like you've got up and moved, you've taken a break from the desk, you've justified a little bit of food indulgence, you've boosted your fitness, you've increased your fitness ready for an event that you might have coming up later in the year. So I think enjoyment can manifest itself in different ways, and just being aware of that and having an appreciation and an enjoyment for the exercise you're involving yourself in, I think really helps. I'll give you a prime example of that. Yesterday, if you follow me on Strava, you'll notice that Martina and I threw our new toys around the garden. Not out the pram, we threw our new toys around the garden, the Vipers, which are great training tools. But because we were quite fatigued from last week's training and the weekend, and we had a good week last week, we just wanted to scale it back a bit. So really, we were just about getting out there, getting some fresh air, and just moving. Because if you move, you feel well. You just change the energy, you change your vibe, you change the state, change the atmosphere. So I think that's really key to remember. So really quick recap, guys, some things that I think can really help you with your home workouts, and also when you do get back in the gym when the lockdown is lifted, they can also help you if you apply them. Five things. First one is technique. Really focus on that. Stay injury free. Make sure what you do is effective. That's really important and efficient. Number two is don't be afraid to strip things back. Make things a bit easier. Be a bit kind to yourself if you need to. There's no harm in doing that at all. You'll find you'll feel a lot better and you'll make better progress ultimately. The third thing is think about work rate and how you can make the sessions harder and the movements harder when you're ready to make them harder, whether that's increase the range of movement, increase the number of repetitions, reduce the rest, increase the weight, lots of different ways that you can make the sessions harder. Number four is smart scheduling. Don't overdo it. Don't burn yourself out. Don't get injured. I think really look at your training as a whole, across the week, across the month, across the year, even better. And number five is enjoy it. When we move, we feel good. It's as simple as that.
That was Running with Jake, the quick hit. Hear the brand new full-length podcast every Wednesday, or catch up now by searching Running with Jake, the podcast.